Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
More stunning revelations. I mean, there's just really honestly no words for what's coming out in court right now. I mean, it's so bad that most of the mainstream media is just blacking it out because they really don't have any other way to explain it to their sheeple without admitting that they lied to them for 2 years straight plus about Trump-Russia, as did the FBI and everyone involved. But this stuff is unbelievable. What we're finding out is, I will recap last week, the FBI cybersecurity agent who took a look at what the Hillary Clinton campaign brought the FBI as evidence of, you know, to open the Trump-Russia investigation. Well, look, Trump, he's secretly communicating, you know, with the Kremlin via Alpha Bank, you know, by his server. His server's talking to Alpha Bank, and Alpha Bank's directly, you know, linked to the Kremlin. And that's how Putin gives him his marching orders, right? Which, in retrospect, is crazy. I mean, does that not sound crazy?
Yes.
That just sounds like loopy.
It's not even a good movie script.
No, that makes these Q people look completely sane. That's how insane this is. I mean, the left likes to talk about Q, and they do have some crazy conspiracy theories. But I got to tell you, nothing compared to this. I mean, Trump is taking his marching orders from Putin via a server? What? This is the Donald Trump we've known for years. That's how nuts it was, right? So we learned last week from the FBI cybersecurity agent who saw this supposed evidence that was brought in by the Hillary Clinton campaign, authored by the Clinton campaign and the DNC. People keep forgetting this. This is a Democrat Party hatchet job. Fake Russian hoax, not just Hillary. Let's not forget that, because Sussman worked for the DNC as well. He's the one on trial. Okay, so the cybersecurity agent is like, well, I took a look at it and it was just a bunch of gobbledygook. Basically, we knew it was fake within 24 hours, he said. He told his superiors that it's fake. There's no connection between Trump and Russia here. And he also said that the data was so bad, it looked like a mentally disabled person had put it together. OK, so Hillary's campaign's not even trying here. The Democrat Party's not even trying. They're like, let's just see if we could throw something against the wall, get it to stick. Right. So we know now for a fact, this is the stunning thing, that the FBI knew within 24 hours the whole Russia collusion thing was fake. From their cybersecurity analyst, okay? That was one way they knew it was fake. The second way they knew it was fake was because the CIA told them in September of 2016. We know that from John Brennan, head of the CIA's own handwritten notes. John Brennan, you remember, also told Barack Obama and Joe Biden in July of 2016 that Hillary had cooked up this fake Russia scandal, that the Russians knew about it and they were not happy. I mean, that kind of thing could be viewed as an act of war, right? You're going to accuse Russia of meddling in our election? Holy cow. I mean, that's an act of war. That could cause problems. So Brennan went and warned them. So everybody knows. Obama knows. Biden knows. The FBI knows. Now, here's where it gets wild. They don't care. They decide to persecute Trump with this anyway, knowing fully that it is fake. So remember the big announcement by James Comey, then head of the FBI, the largest liar of all. And there's so many in the FBI that are liars. And he went before the Congressional Committee a full 3 months after Trump was elected and announced they'd open this investigation. The whole time, we now know, he knew it was fake. He knew exactly where it came from Hillary. Didn't care. All of it was fake. Absolutely fake. And here's the thing. The CIA knew, Lee. John Brennan knew. Not only had he briefed Biden and Obama, he had written in his own handwriting notes about it to cover himself. And he said, not only did he say nothing, he took a commentary gig on CNN and egged it on, assuring us over and over that Trump was a Russian agent when he knew damn well he wasn't. And he'd written in his own handwriting that it was Hillary who'd made this up. This is our CIA director. I mean, this is terrifying. What are they going to do to Ron DeSantis? Who's going to control him? He going to be under control of the French? The North Koreans? They cooking that up now at the FBI? Is that what they do? Campaign optics? Campaigns for the Democrats? Is what they do? Now, the shocking news. This gets even more shockingly. This is what I want you to react to.
Okay.
Testifying on Monday, FBI agent Ryan Gaynor, because I'd wondered about this. Okay, if it's fake and the cybersecurity agency agent at the FBI could totally tell this is fake. How'd they hose all these FBI agents, 40 of them, into looking into this? Or did they all know and they're all just corrupt? Well, we know. Testifying for the prosecution Monday, FBI agent Ryan Gaynor revealed that bureau honchos shielded Sussman's identity from field agents. That's Hillary's attorney, right, who delivered
and
this.
And the DNC attorney.
And the DNC. And told him, oh, this came from the Department of Justice. Knowing that the agents might have blown the whistle if they knew it came from Hillary. So at the top levels of the FBI, they're lying to the agents investigating this about the origins of this fake scandal.
Or at the very least, hiding the source.
They're hiding the source from the agents who are investigating. Unless FBI agent Ryan Gaynor, who testified on Monday, is lying. Because the FBI lies all the time. They don't hesitate to lie under oath. They did that to Congress multiple times, including Comey in that test. Comey's lied many times, we now know, to Congress under oath. So they don't care about lying to Congress under oath, or the FISA court, for that matter. They did that as well. Remember, they totally lied about the origins of this. So, I mean, lying under oath for FBI agents is absolutely nothing. They do it all the time. That's a felony, by the way. So he could be lying. They have a long history of that. But that's what he said yesterday in court.
So here's where we are. The party that is telling us that we must not disparage our federal institutions, that it is a risk to the democracy, are doing this so that then we will have to accept the lies that we are being told by our federal bureaucracies.
And that, Lee, is the purpose of the disinformation committee.
Exactly.
That's the purpose. Because, see, now people know. They're actually woke. So anything that our government and the FBI and the CIA tells us about Russia, we're going to be like, gee, whatever. You know, and which is the correct reaction, given the lies they've told to us and what amounted to a coup against the President of the United States of America. So at this point, when you've got them desperately trying to put together a disinformation committee to use the Patriot Act to spy on and terrorize so-called disinformers. By the way, our side needs to wake up. That committee is not dead. They just appointed two new people to it.
Yeah, it's just gone.
Our side keeps saying, well, it's dead. It's not. Yeah. It's not dead. No. Nope. No. No, they're reconfiguring it, but they're still hiring people. And the people they're hiring in this round, Lee, are scarier than the people from last round.
Yeah, because they've got real experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's the head of the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
The former head of the Homeland Security. That's how important it is to Democrats to cancel anyone who tells the truth. People they call disinformers. When they themselves are the biggest disinformers. And by the way, Chertoff was one of those who said that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. That's the guy now running the disinformation committee.
Yeah.
So all he's going to do is lie to you some more. And they need this committee because they need to use the law to terrorize people because their lives have fallen apart. So they got to crack down on them. And that's what this is about. It's unbelievable what is going on. So we now know how the FBI got this done. They lied to their own agents about, oh, hey, this came from the DOJ, the Department of Justice. This didn't come from the Democrats. They didn't make this up. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's dangerous because
it's very dangerous.
What it's doing is it is completely eroding any confidence that anyone on either side of the political aisle should have in their federal bureaucracy.
I will never believe anything the FBI tells me ever again. You shouldn't either. Not after this.
At least not accept it on face value. At least look for discernment as to whether or not something is indeed fact.
Well, I mean, here's where we are. I mean, at some point they probably have told us the truth about something. Right? I mean, just odds.
We're just trying to figure out what that might be.
We just don't know what it might be, no. You know? And they weaponized an entire half the country. I mean, these people believe, I mean, it's a terror. They really believe, and still do to this day, that Trump was controlled by Putin. I mean, that is scary if your government is controlled. I mean, I know I'm living it right now because my president is actually owned by China.
And you still have the liberal media outlets with their so-called opinion shows, you know, things like The View and things on MSNBC and CNN that are continuing to perpetuate and propagate the false narratives.
Yeah.
I mean, they continue to act like this is going on. I love the story that's going on now. There, you know, all the talk that we heard about Georgia's election law, where all they were doing was making it harder to cheat and actually easier to vote, and that this was voter suppression. And what's going on in Georgia right now as we get ready to approach these primaries? Record numbers of voters in Georgia voting.
Showing up, yep.
That doesn't sound like voter suppression to
nope.
me.
No, it's not, because it's not.
Because there is no voter suppression going on.
Well, they just needed to leave those drop boxes off so they could fill them again 2,000 mule style with fake ballots like last time.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted to do. And they want it partially. They're going to move. They're going to drop down the number of boxes and move them inside the Board of Elections. But I'm not convinced there's been enough reform in Georgia. You know, when you have Brian Kemp, who, shame on you if you go vote for him today, shame on you. He allowed that election to be stolen from Trump on his watch, refused to do anything, and let the Senate election be stolen. That's why David Perdue's running against him. That election was stolen from David Perdue. David Perdue won that election. So, I mean, is Kemp going to roll over and let Stacey Abrams steal the election from him? It's a legit question. And they haven't locked down those drop boxes enough that the Democrats won't be able to massively cheat, again, thanks to Kemp. So, I mean, Kemp has been extremely pro-election fraud as long as it gets Trump out of office. And I'm afraid he's going to get snared in it because he wouldn't fight it.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.